diese Mitzwa, als er neu ich in die Zahle war, ja, ich wollte nicht leise mit dem Kohl, so bei der Heuki hier. Die Mitzwa, which I command you today, is not far from you, it's not hidden from you, but the Heuki hier is not far from you. Reik Lamed Kwasi Gida, Rav Hashemayim hier, Leima mi yalan lo Hashemayim avi kochei alonu vi yashmienu o yisof v'naseno v'naseno find the heavens first we'll say mi yalan lo Hashemayim who's going to go up to the heavens vi kochei alonu and we'll find him vi kochei alonu he'll take it for us vi yashmienu o yisof v'naseno leima evil ayami this picture is on evil ayam leima who's going to go to Ibrahim and can take it for us? This thing is very, very close to you. It's very, very close to you. It's in your mouth and your heart to do. What are we talking about in this parasha? Ki mitzvah zois. What are we referring to? So the machlokes are showing you over here. Pashitas Rashi, Pashitas is going on Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and as Rashi speaks out, that this mitzvah is not in Shemayim. This mitzvah is not in Evel Ayam. This mitzvah is not so far away from you. It's very, very close. So learns Rashi. The Ramban, on the other hand, learns another pshat. He learns he's going on the mitzvah of tshuva, and the Torah Akdosh is telling us a big chiddush that tshuva is very, very close. Tshuva is very near. B'ticho levavcha, with your mouth and your heart. For Shalom Shabbat, b'ticho levavcha means with your mouth. You have to say a vidui, which is a mitzvah vidui, mitzvah lezvado, so levavcha. That's the decision inside of you of the charata. And the Kabbalah al Haba. Beficha or Vav Chalasos. But the question is, Loi Bashamayim, how do we understand this Loi Bashamayim if it's going on Torah? If it's going on Torah, we understand, as Rashi says, the Torah is not in heaven, it's not so far away, it's not something beyond our reach, beyond our grasp. It's not something that's so hidden from us. For if it was, we'd have to take ladders and go up, but it's not so far away from it. It's not across the seas. Torah is very accessible to every human being. Every person who wants to attain Torah, that's for another shmur. Oh, but if it's going on tshuva, what does it mean? Loi b'shamayim. Tshuva is not in the shamayim. What do you mean tshuva is not in the Eivayam? What does that mean, tshuva is not in the Eivayam? Why should tshuva be in the Eivayam? Torah, I can understand, maybe. Torah is very difficult, something very hard. Torah is something that's very, could be something too deep for us. He said, no, it's possible. What is it, tshuva is in the Eivayam? Tshuva is Lord Hashemayim. What's the pshat? So Chaim V'Lozhin says pshat. Gevalt, the story, the voice said, which has to get us ready. In the mood for Yom Adin. Those are Chaim V'Lozhin. You have to realize that a person does an Avera with a kind of illusion. When he does an Avera Chas Hashem, it's not only makes a begam in himself, he not only does something to his own essence, his own being, and he affects the entire environment around him. A person does an Avera Rahman al-Islam, it affects everything in your entire Bria. That means things in Shemayim, in the heavens, in the upper worlds, in so many different worlds that exist. A person does a chet, he's poig in all the worlds and above, not only this world. When a person does a chet, a chmor l'tzlan, it affects everything going on in the entire universe. A person could do something wrong over here, and the ramifications of it can be something happening across the globe. And a person doesn't realize that the siva of this tragedy, or chas v'shalom, this what then happened, could be very shaykh to the chaton that he did. So it could climb the margin. So if a person wanted to do tshuva, I would say, what does he have to do? A person has to go to Eivor Anyan. He has to go all the way across the sea to fix up. Whatever came out was a result of the wave. He has to go to Shammai, fix up the hole that created the heavens, the heavenly worlds. But the Torah says, no. You do your part down here. You make the move to the tshuva. You start out. The right foot. You start out by opening up a Pesach to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And even though the Mishpura says that you may carve your lathe to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Doidi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, fixes up all the rest. That's the Kodesh of Tshuva. You don't have to go all over the world. You don't have to change what payment to be, because if you have any, like Mr. Shem said, the Tshuva is the Chiddush. Something happened to Bria, and something that occurred, you would think, how's it starting to fix up? No, Chiddush of Tshuva is, you can fix up, and you can finish, you don't have to go so far! You don't have to go all over the world! To fix up all the damages, all the hezek that was caused through my actions. Ela b'ficha u'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' give, it's in your mouth. The person takes that first step, he opens up his legs, that the Baruch Hu. That the Baruch Hu, the day you need, the card towards that book of bench. And a person has to know that we're approaching the days of Slichas, the Eitz Hashem, Moitzi Shabbos, the place says, some people didn't know. They didn't know what Rosh Hashanah is, they didn't know what Slichas is. I was speaking to someone today, he told me, when's Yom Kippur? He says, it's Shabbos, and so we do it Sunday this year. Nidcha. People don't know the most important days of the year are coming. What are we doing about it? How are we preparing? The Zohar Koshu Kodesh says, Atem Nitzolim Ayoyim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Olekeichem Rosheichem Shifteichem Zipneichem V'shoytreich Kol Ish Yisrael. Every individual. The Zohar Koshu says, Atem Nitzolim Ayoyim refers to Ayoyim is Ayoyim Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk is a remez. Atem Nitzolim Ayoyim Kulchem that Rosh Hashanah. The day of Rosh Hashanah, we all stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam in Yom Hadin. And we have to give a credible accounting and credibility to our ma'asim that we did throughout the year. And there's going to be a din b'chesedim on every single ma'asim, on every single deed. B'briyos po yipakeidu. And the person has to know that the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah is Amuk Amuk Ad Me'oid. Be'etim, Rosh Hashanah we know is the Hatzcholah of the Aser Shemei Tshuva. It's Ma'atzchil, the 10 days of Tshuva. And we have to understand, what is the Hatzcholah of the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah? We be'etzev don't say any bidui. We don't mischamana mischaret. We barely say we mention the word chayt. The yisoid of Rosh Hashanah is be'etzev malchus, as we mentioned before, is coronating Hashem the Melech. The yisoid, even when we're falling malchus, Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in the school of say before me, Malchus Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem Amichuni Aleichem, that you should make me for a king amongst upon you. And that is the school of Litzkos L'Yem Adin. So the Machus of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus Shamayim. So how does that start us off with the Aseres of Yemei Tshuva? Secondly, the pasuk we have to understand this week's parasha that said, "Atem Yitzovin Hayom Kulcha." We start off Kulcha, Moshe plural, and we nichnas at the Kol Ish Yisrael. We end off with the individual, the Avrecha B'Bris, not the Avrecham B'Bris. It says to bring you each into a covenant. What's the Yisoyt? Well, this Atem Yisovim that we mentioned, the plural, that we nichnas into the Yochid, that needs also to be a beer. And we have to understand even more deeper. Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, the Etan, is not mentioned. Rosh Hashanah in the Torah is not mentioned as a Yom HaDin. Interesting question that's asked by all the Mepharshim. It's not mentioned as Yom HaDin. Rosh Hashanah is mentioned only as Zichron Tshuah, Yom Zichron Tshuah. We don't talk in the Torah about Yom HaDin, but long ago. Only we learn from the Gemaras, the Paiskim, and then the Torah Akadosh all talks about Zichron Tshuva, they have Zichron Tshuva, they have Shvisa, resting, and they have Zichron Tshuva. Why is it mentioned? You heard the most important thing. And the Yisoid Aboisai, for Svaram Akadosh brings down a big Yisoid, that the Yom HaDin is an outgrowth of the Mitzias of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Kishmo Yehu is the Aschol of the year, meaning that every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creates the Bria Mechadash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year creates and makes a new Bria to the coming year. That year has no Shas the year before. That year has been a task for the year before. That year is not going to be like any other year. It has to be Mashim, its Tavkid, in the Bria Sa'ola from the beginning to the end, and it has its own unique purpose and status. And Rosh Hashanah is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the Bria Mechadosh. And that's why there is a Yom HaDin. It's an outgrowth, it's not the essence of the Yom. The essence of the Yom is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the year. And that's why that day we call him Hashem the Melech. Because on this day he's Mare Malchutzoi Ba'olam, as he recreates the world and he's Melech on it, and he rules over the world. And that master plan, and that big picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreating the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now giving out new tafkidim, new jobs for each and every individual of each and every nation and for every plant. Ubriyos boi pakedu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only judge human beings, he doesn't only judge Klal Yisrael, he judges the animals, the animal kingdom, plant life, everything in the Bria, Bria's by Ipokeda, Laskira. Everything in the world, we judge how it's going to fit into this new plan of creation. How in this new world, in this world that's created Mechadash, what is going to be everybody's task, and how, what is that judged according to how we fulfilled our task in the world in the previous year. For the task that we're giving last year, the Bereshit sits and judges how, what should I give you for this year? What's necessary to give, whether it's to get money, property, whatever, in order to accomplish that task if you have the new place. But it goes, I'll be dealing to judge any person who owns a store, any person who has a business, who has what's called an inventory to know what produce is selling goods. What's selling good on the market today? Chinese licorice. It's going good. Get it on the shelves. And the more it's selling, the more we have to put more out there. And the less that's selling, better take it off the shelves. You gotta remove it from the shelves. And we're dumping it in the waste paper basket and send it out. That's any person who has a business. Because he's always doing two things. He's taking inventory on what was, and accounting what was, with an eye to the future of what I need, what sells good, what's successful, what's doing its topkin. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah, the tchila of the year, and that's what Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But B'tov Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to judge, because how am I going to give out the new topkin? Atem Nitzol Ayon Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You all as Klal Yisrael standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we go through the same just like at that time. Just like in the beginning of creation, Am Yisrael, there was a Krisas Bris. There was a covenant made up between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Rosh Hashanah there's a Krisas Bris. There's a covenant again for Klal Yisrael's covenant. As Christ as a nation, Antem Yitzavim, and then as Prati is Chalish Yisrael, individual, how we go the Avruch of the Bris, how we are going to keep the covenant, keep our Bris, make another allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His mouths. I pledge allegiance to the flag. The Shoshana is another day, another opportunity to pledge our allegiance, to show our faith, to be Kodesh Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's a new creation going on, there's a new Bria going into being. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. I tell the story. There was once a marshal, but what the beginning of Rosh Hashanah is all about, a serious marshal, was once a very wealthy person who had a stock in his basement of valuable, very expensive wines. Cabernet 57, Carmel, the best Carmel wine. Beautiful, unbelievable wine. And he had a beautiful wine cellar in his basement. Hundreds of beautiful, expensive wines. One afternoon he senses he would have a very, very bunch of the guests were coming to his house that night for dinner. And he sent his butler, his maid, down to the cellar to go bring up some of the best wines, to go through the caskets, to go through the wines, to find the most aged and the nicest. But these guests we don't take out. Just 1987 wines, and 1927 wines. A 1927 wine, mamish with that smell, that aroma, swish it around, smell it good, make sure that aroma, now they walk into the house, I want them to smell that aroma coming from that wine. I want when they drink that wine, I'm sorry to put stuff, but when they drink that wine, their lips should be mamish, like that butter, that they should go down so smooth, and they should feel it tingling, the back of the throat. And it should be such an experience. Please take care of that for me. The rich fellow instructed the butler. The rich fellow was waiting. He's waiting 20 minutes, a half hour. My butler knows his wines. He's probably checking very, very carefully through the wine cellar. Hour, 2 hours. Maybe he got a little bit too carried away over there, the butler. 3 hours, nothing doing. The guests are arriving very shortly. He doesn't know what to do. He goes down to the wine cellar. The terrible odor, there's a smell going on. He goes down to the wine cellar. And he starts, and he goes down, and all of a sudden, he feels something very wet on his shoes. And then he gets a little closer. It's not his shoes, his pants are getting a little wet. Furious. He's thinking something very wrong is going on over here. He runs to the light and flicks it on. There he sees before his eyes something that he can't imagine. In front of his eyes, spilled out all over the floor of his wine cellar, of his basement, his layers and layers, rows and rows, rivers of wine. And this voice, he imagines the feeling, his wine cellar, he sees it, caskets flowing with wine. There's about nothing left of his $1 million. Spilled out hundreds and hundreds of gallons of this wine. And his face turns red, and his face turns ashen. That's one thing on his mind. Get me that butler. Where is that butler? And he's running. He runs up with his wet pants. And he runs up to the house. And we're looking for him. Where did he escape to? He runs. He's probably hiding. He probably left the house. But he locked the house. No one came in and out. He's in the house somewhere. He goes up to his room, the butler's room. He's not there. He goes to this place, that place. Where is he hiding? He can't imagine. He's running and running around the house. All of a sudden he steps into the living room. And the butler's sitting in his chair, reading a newspaper. And he looks at the butler and he can't believe it. You know, at least be a little bit ashamed. And he's about to go over to this butler and give him what for, and much more than that. And he approaches the butler, the head of this household, the rich fellow. He approaches this butler, and the butler sees him coming. All of a sudden, he puts down the paper and he says, "Boss, I was meaning to ask you for a raise." Thus is Rosh Hashanah. We spilled out. Thousands of mitzvahs. What's with Shabbos? Call Hatzalah. So difficult for me to get out. Travel agent, when's my flight? 6:30 in the morning. Oh, no problem, I'll be up. 6:30, no problem. I don't call it 6:30. Only comes to Shabbos. But appointment. That'll be there by 8:00, Rabbi. I won't be by Shabbos tomorrow. Sorry, Shmuel, you've never been by Shabbos. I won't be by Shabbos tomorrow. I have to be at 8:00 appointment. In the same breath, I won't be by Shabbos tomorrow. At 8:00 appointment. What time have to be at 7:30? You've never been up to an appointment. I have to remove a hair on my nose. Out of my nose, and there's hair sticking out. A hair nose removal. Very important thing. I have to take care of it. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I have a whole collection of hair noses. You can see it in my drawer. Save it for my chas and show my kala. Tzitzis! So difficult, so hot to be able to sit in Mamish. It makes it 700 and 400. They did a study, makes it 7,422 degrees hotter to wear a cotton bag. I'm not talking about a wool bag either. That's like 70,400. Put on a bear, it sits in every second, gets hot, too difficult. People are saying before we turned on the wine. Shabbos! What's with my Shabbos? I don't know, Rebbe. The last thing I remember is Shalom Aleichem. Something happened after Shalom Aleichem. The next thing I heard, Hine Kel Yeshua Zi. But the time was the week after Shabbos. I missed the whole week. What does the guy do on Shabbos? Goes away. I'm going away for Shabbos, Rebbe. We're going to a Dira. We're going to do a sleeping orgy. Whoever sleeps the most hours gets to sleep in the Dira next week also. You won't believe it. I slept 26 hours this last past Shabbos. I asked, there's only 24. I was moisif. There's even moisif on Shabbos. I did about moisif. There's even moisif on the Shabbos. I did a 26er. I fell asleep Friday after as well. I had to stay up all night and do mishmar. Alias poker. Mishmar. Poker mishmar it's called. So I had to stay up till 6, 7:30 in the morning. But my one of my Shabbos. What the hell are you doing? We're eating! We forgot who we are! We forgot what we're made from, where we come from. What does it mean not to get up for a minion? You know what our ancestors did to get up for a minion? 6 a.m. to go out to work. They got up 5 a.m, 5:30. Oh no, it's Slichus is coming. Oh wow. Forget about that. Either I go to bed too late, so forget about showers, or get up. 7:30 for Slichus, that's like, I don't know, that's like asking, like, who knows why. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, a guy will have a tie on why Slichus. A week before Rosh Hashanah, he's still spilling out that wine. The wine's being spilled out. That virus are being gone, the world is changing with everything. And we come on Rosh Hashanah, we stand there with the attackers, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want a good year! I want a raise! Not just anything like last year. I want a raise this year. Please, sir, can I have a raise? You spilled down. You ruined my wand collection. You're asking for a raise. So what's the answer? The eighth is to stand on Rosh Hashanah and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're right. I stood that. You're right. I messed up. You're right! I didn't wear tzitzis. I had a problem with the tzitzis, but this year, Hashanah Hazaras, I'm pledging allegiance to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a different way. I came to Eretz Yisrael. I came to Yeshiva. It's going to be a different year. I'm going to make an emes a kavanah with my Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to make a metzias that this year I'm going to make a change in my Yiddish. I'm going to find out more. You can't blame me, Rebbe. I don't understand the davening. I don't find it interesting. It doesn't turn me on like a good computer game or like a movie. I'm sorry, Rebbe. Yichvoy's rating is not as good as Star Wars 7. Didn't make the rating, Yichvoy. But I know that the Yvonne Shon is now. And I know the right thing is to be a Yid for the Eved Hashem. But the mitzvahs mean something to him. When the mitzvah is a part of his life, when the mitzvah is not just something that I do out of rote, but I'm feeling this kavanah, I make an effort to learn about the mitzvahs. I make an effort to understand the mitzvahs. I make an effort to understand what davening is about. You can't do it by itself. It doesn't come by itself. Tzvira is avoid this work. Torah is honor. Mitzvahs you have to do with amelos, with zvizos, with a teeth of kavanah. Mitzvahs zvizos kavanah. Or the life of the mitzvah on kavanah is ma'at of the mitzvah. I will understand what I do by kriyas, but not just blabber it off. But the one thing I'm going to do right now, starting with this mighty Shabbos, is the beficha of the Baruch. Start to get into the mood. Because Baruch Hu, the Chazdei HaGadol, Aidei, the Revi, and the Kadmoinim, gave us the Yimei Seichus. You know what this is all about, Rabbi Zayn? Come on, 1 o'clock to stay up and ready. I know some of these chazan, they carry it out. Vayikra b'shem. Get it over with, 15 minutes, let's get out of there. See, there's an opportunity to wipe away. The principal says, wipe away, you can wipe away hundreds and hundreds. You can clean up the spill. You can fix up thousands of things. I did a spill that they come to Rosh Hashanah. In a matzah that you start to clean up and show the reversion that, you know, this year, it's going to be much better. I'm ending off last year on a good note. I'm ending off with cleanup. With the things I messed up, slicha v'chapora, wiping it away, wiping it away. I had to stand on Rosh Hashanah, l'avrachah, is ready to enter to the covenant. Because if you're not ready, it's like, and you stand there v'chaspeinu v'sefer achayim, that's like that butler, with audacity, can I have a raise? You spilled out. You made effect on the whole priya. You destroyed my priya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says by the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all the Marishon, the Priya Sabriya, and he showed him the Priya, every part and part of the Priya, the beautiful creation of them says, he says, Da! No! Put your mind to it, because it doesn't happen by the Mela. It's going to happen, you're going to destroy the Priya. Put your mind to it, Da! And don't destroy, don't mess up this Priya. For every action that you do, every mice that we do has an effect. To put a little attention to come to Rosh Hashanah in that mode, to come to Rosh Hashanah in the mode that Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know I messed up, I know I spilled the wine, I know I made a mess in your breathing, but I'm starting to clean up. I'm starting to clean up my act. And I'm ready to walk into Rosh Hashanah, and that's God's call to choose, because you can't, you cannot. Do an emissary tshuva. What we're doing now is just a clean-up job. But the emissary tshuva only comes to Aser Shemei Tshuva when we come to the deep realization that Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch God. When we understand that, when we know deep inside that because those the Melech and His Malchus and His Shana and everything that's going on this year, the new creation is His and He's there. He's delegating the Tafkidim. And my job is to bring Kvav Kovet Shemayim to His name. When we understand that, in that HaKorah, now we can start the true process, the true deep harata for messing up. Now it's a quick job. Try to show some sign of remorse, some sign of fixing up. But the real fixing up is when it comes to that true recognition, deep inside, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true Malach. So I don't understand that. There's no tachlis of tshuva. I don't understand that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malach, there's a program. There's a tachlis. Then my tshuva doesn't really mean it. It's all mibachutz. But even that, that's before Rosh Hashanah. Once we hit Rosh Hashanah, it's a different story. It's tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it was Melech Malchut Al Nochem. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Slichus gets us in the mood. It's a preparation to before the Seder and Andrew Shmuz for the Korban. It will mark the Rosh Hashanah. It's a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. With Hashem together, with the Shabbos, we'll stand at 1 o'clock with Hashem and work as best as possible to start that road back. The Tichol Vavach, the Yisoy is a voice like just making the first step. As we said last from Atam, Yosei Noisin Yad La Poishin V'Yemincho LeKavashon. So if that's where we're ending. As we be just like the Kosbosis Lemiasim Legaltim Khaloisim La Fabrisi, just like the physical Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael, Yisrael were never going to be destroyed. The spiritual Klal Yisrael, the spirit inside it can never be destroyed. There's a guarantee there's a talk on the spirit of Gans Kaisa. That if we fall to low Madregis, because both ends will accept us. After losing Yad, the Poishim. A Poishim has so many different merit. He went to the king and he slapped the king in the face. Merit! Pesha's merit. After losing Yad, the Poishim both sticks out his hand and says, Yankala! Our wife is a left hand, as a nursing yard, and Poshim is dying, nursing yard, my son. At the Yibla Poshim. A Gosh will offer the hand even to the Poshim. Even the people will mess up. But once he makes that step, that's what the Yoni writes in Shari Chu. The Yichad is the Kirba, I saw the Chad is the Kirba, and I'm going to help you become an Andrew man, and I'm help you. Be a Mincha. The Kabul Shah. Once you start that work, once you start that back. Once you take the first step, Yemincha, the right hand, which represents the Gvura of Kodesh Baruch Hu, will take you out. M'charesh b'kibur, you're under a mensh. Esmal hoyah b'ki Rambam, before you are sonu, Nesuah, Mekuah, Hayoi, Mu'ahu, one day, in one moment, on Rosh Hashanah, you make that thought, and I want to change. It's one split second of divine delusion, and we're ending. I'm a Kaddish as a Isha. I'm a Nashu, Sadiq, Doma, Apil, Rosh, Doma, Rezi, Misafik, Nikudashas. Shem, and hear it. And once the second we knew he was a Rosh, he just came out of McDonald's with a grand cheeseburger. Double size. The cheese is flowing out onto the hamburger. And he's eating, and he just ate it between his teeth, just took it out. And he runs to a woman for a Twitter, Eric, Kudashas, having Sadiq, Doma. In one split second, the person can change. The ficha will result from Lazarus. Let's start with the slichos. Get us in the mode. Eiz Hashem, our Mishkanah will stand from Kabul Omar to Shemayim. The Yerush from his Nela. We're his servants. We'll be nichlas at the bris. The comment that the Kodesh Baruch once again will be the small road back to Emes Tshuva. And on Yom Kippur, Hashem, we'll be Kabul Tshuva Seinu. The Ava. To once again bask in the Gershom's arms, the true Shlaimon, the Mashiach Sekhenu, and the Ebenezer.